This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
The Federal Reserve has met and decided to do nothing. As expected, interest rates won't be going up for now. Emphasis on for now. The new question is, where do we go from here? Where's the economy going? Where are interest rates going down the road? The Fed laid out economic projections and a rough roadmap to get the country back down all the way to its goal of 2% inflation. But there will be challenges along the way, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell was almost cheerful at yesterday's press conference. After all, things are looking pretty good. Inflation is moving down toward the Fed's 2% target. The tight labor market seems to be easing, and the economy is growing more than expected, pushed along by consumer spending. Powell told me this is all good news, and the Fed can always raise interest rates to cool things off if it looks like the economy might overheat.
If the economy comes in stronger than expected, that just means we'll have to do more in terms of monetary policy to get back to 2%, because we will get back to 2%.
That is 2% inflation. And in the economic projections released yesterday, a majority of Fed officials did pencil in another interest rate hike this year, along with stronger economic growth. Powell says the Fed now has the luxury to stand pat on interest rates and just see what happens.
Given how far we've come with our rate hikes and how quickly we've come here, we do have the ability to be careful as we move forward because of that consideration.
But Powell acknowledged there are a lot of headwinds that could blow the Fed off course. The auto worker strike could affect economic output, climbing gas prices can change consumers' inflation expectations, and a government shutdown could weigh on consumer confidence. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.